Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 96. Everyone for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is the Nard, and I'm here, the source of Houston, and I'm
get it together, will you, Mary? Oh my God, you can't even see us.
Sorry, I have a guest this episode, both from Florida. Introduce yourself, guys.
Fucking Nard douches before every podcast. I swear to God. He puts a shower shot in full blast.
Okay. Let me do it. Okay. First one is Ricky from Foul Monkeys. Hey, Ricky.
Woo! Yeah.
And of course, James from American Bad Bear Studios.
What's up?
Is that how you say it? American Bad Bear Studios?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. That so is welcome correct. To the show, guys.
Are you okay?
No, when I was saying that introduction, I kind of remembered how James did the impersonation of me, and
oh yeah, and you thought it was him speaking instead of you, right?
Yeah.
First time I did that, I called him. You were at a basketball game, weren't you?
Oh, was I? Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. No, wait, football game.
No, wait. Was it a football game?
Yeah, I think I was somewhere. Yeah, and then
and you were just like there on the phone going, who the fuck is this? It goes, it's me, the Nard. No, is this not the Nard? It's not from podcast. The podcast for betting clubs. And he just starts fucking bawling. He's like all confused and shit. He doesn't know what the hell to make of all this. Uh-huh. And I had Rui Cub on the other line listening to this shit. He's trying so hard not to lose it on the other line.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's good.
I wasn't available because I was in a bookstore watching people read the Bible.
Oh really? Playing the rosary or bookstore? Which one? The one in near your area, Lakeland or something?
And yeah, I live in Lakeland, Florida, mm-hmm. And I was actually at a Barnes & Noble.
Oh, it's a real bookstore. Yeah. Well,
I don't. Okay. Okay, just to let you know, I've never been in an adult bookstore, so I don't know anything.
You're right.
I am serious. I've never been in one because it makes me really nervous.
He's been behind one.
Yeah, we could be one time if we meet up there in Florida or something. That's good. Yeah. I've done a bathhouse before, so maybe we can do it in a bookstore.
The county that I live in, it's like a dry county for porn. It's like, actually, the old porn store is now a gay church.
Okay. So they have the maze.
So basically, it's just a porn church, probably.
Oh, really? Okay. So, and you're saying that you haven't been there. You've been there.
I've been there.
No.
You've been there, James? Okay.
Well, I mean, I've been to Lakeland, and it's about, man, it is just redneck central. I mean,
it is not that bad.
Dude, you live right across the street from a super Walmart. Right in front of it's a fucking Hooters with a monster truck.
It is not a super center. It's a plain Walmart.
It's a plain Walmart. They still have those? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, my town has two super centers and a Walmart in it. And two Hooters.
And two Hooters. Oh, I love Hooters. I like both Hooters.
And both Hooters are Ricky's.
That's funny, James.
You have nice man boobies. What can I say?
Yeah. Whatever.
So, oh, Hooters, what are you talking about, Nard? Do you guys go? Do you guys like going to Hooters?
You know what? I've been there for takeout.
the last couple times I went to Hooters, I went with my straight friends. And, yeah, all like two of them. And I went with them, and for some reason, as soon as you say you're gay, the girls are like all over you. So they just like saying, oh, I'm gay too. Oh, no, I'm gay too. So the girls can sit on them.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And then, okay, make out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want the serpent turf platter. Sorry.
No.
I don't do that.
Well, we do go there because you know, the clientele. They're hot. Well, over here in Texas, yeah. So that's why that's well, one of the reasons why we go.
You know. Here in Lakeland, well, they're all corn-fed white boys that have never seen anything darker than the color of their skin.
Okay. Just, I go to Lakeland. All they see with me is Latino. Oh, put them on the field. So, Central Florida is true. But in Central Florida, I really don't hit Central Florida very often. But when we went to go to Barrypalooza, we did have a great time, you know, exploring Central Florida because, man, you want to talk about the pits of hell.
Okay. This is at Sawmill.
Well, yes. this is actually going to Sawmill. We're going to Sawmill. These little towns. These little towns are like 3 blocks long. You know, as soon as you enter one town, like 2 blocks down, you're already in another town. And it was just weird. I've never explored that part of Florida before, and it's freaky. I don't want to.
James, you totally took the Florida Turnpike the whole way there.
No, I did. Well, no. I took the Turnpike, but remember, you had to get off of the Turnpike, and you had to go
in Orlando.
No, not in Orlando, buddy. You're going straight into way the fuck down there, and then you have to go cut across the state.
You guys drove together, right?
No.
Ricky lives like what?
Because
45
I live
minutes?
Like 40 minutes from there, but I actually had to drive through towns that look like the movies, like Death of a Thousand or House of a Thousand Corpses. That's mm-hmm. what that shit looks like to me, and it was scary. I didn't even want to stop to ask directions.
Oh man,
I could totally see myself
How
now.
Butch.
Stop! I know, right? I could see myself now stopping in that area and be like, yeah, could you like tell me where the gay campground is? Come on now.
Follow the yellow road.
I got scared there for a little while because we're just driving around and it is starting to get dark, and around here there's not much light going on, and I'm just getting a little nervous here because I'm full blown city boy. I don't do this camping shit or go into Deliverance County or anything like that. So I'm here. We're driving around.
You got
around
a pretty mouth.
Okay. I know.
He was told that plenty of times at the campground.
I see. Okay. So how was it? I mean, how was the concert? Well, what did you guys do before the concert? Just hanged out right there. Just got drunk and went to the gig, or I don't know what happened.
You've been there before, haven't you?
Oh yeah. I've been to gigs before. Yeah.
No, I mean we pretty much went and. Ricky met up with us later on. He got lost. I got there with my friend Alberto, and we're setting up the campsite and stuff. It's right across from the pool, and it was just that same night. We just got all our buds over to our campsite. We just started drinking beer the course of the night, and you know, we just kind of chilled out and froze our ass off Friday night. But
it was cold.
Oh my god, it was so cold. It was like 57 degrees outside.
Ricky became such a bitch that night.
I was so...
What did he do?
He's such a bitch.
Whatever. I had 2 long sleeve shirts on, a pair of like pajama pants, like 2 pairs of socks, and I'm laying in the tent. This is after I'd been drinking and all that stuff. And so I go to lay down and we're like sleeping on this air mattress, which the air inside the mattress is like really cold too. So I'm like shivering. I'm shivering so hard I cannot even sleep.
Did you room with anyone?
Yeah, James and Alberto. Latino men.
Ooh, okay.
Well, I say Alberto is not my other half, but because my other half refuses to go camping flat out.
Yeah, he's my other friend. Tiffany, my other friend Alberto. And shit.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah, my other friend Alberto.
Is it really roughing it out there, or you had the outlets and faucets beside the camp?
This is what's called gay roughing. Yeah, gay camping.
Yeah,
we had wireless internet service. I mean, come on now.
How many campsites you go to have a disco, have a leather shop, you know,
two bars.
Shop. Okay. Wow. So how was it? I mean, you got shopping, you guys got drunk, and
you
else?
Know what?
How's the food?
Food was good.
Food was good. We didn't even have to cook it.
Yeah. We tried cooking it. We failed miserably.
S'mores? No.
No, you know what? No. I've never had s'mores, and I totally fucked. It sucked that I didn't get a chance to try it. You know, like, you know, old school going, you know, to the campfire and doing the s'more shit. We just missed out. We were too busy drinking beer and getting drunk and exploring the campsite.
Yeah, who wants s'mores if you got beer? Yeah.
Who wants s'mores when you have all those men around you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, what's up with that, Ricky? You got signatures all over your body? You got the autograph or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen those pictures?
Yeah.
Where did you see them?
I think either through James's posts, or I think it's from your posts from Live Journal.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I forget that you're on my list.
Such a dog that night.
I was.
Were you sober when you got those?
No,
none of us were.
Okay, all right. You have to remember that I'm like, and a lot of people don't know this. Maybe from my podcast, they don't even know it either. But I'm more of a shy, reserved kind of person when I'm around people I don't know. Wow, but okay. When I start drinking and I get a little excited and there's people like James around me, there was like Shannon from B Talk around me, and they're like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. So I just lift up my shirt and Shannon signs like right up under my man boobie.
Oh, okay.
So then I'm like, oh, man, you know what would be a great idea? If I had everyone's signature. And then James was like, right on.
Yeah.
I continue to drink, and 4 or 5 hours go through the concert, and everybody's signing me. And
so you're walking around with a Sharpie on you. With Sharpie.
Pretty much.
Around. Okay. Hey, would you
sign? Our campground looked like a freaking frat house. It was just beer bottles everywhere. Like, just people's clothes were all over the damn place. Cigarette butts. I mean, it looked like a damn frat house.
Okay, James, what's up with the costumes or the multiple
the costume changes?
The costume changes.
He went there. Oh my god!
If there is a princess in this world, his name is James, and he has his own porn company.
You have no idea how much shit I got because you want something. I don't have any luggage of any kind that ain't Louis Vuitton, so. I'm here. I had to go and borrow someone's bag and shit because all my friends were like, "You're not camping. You're not going to be around this if you're walking into a fucking campsite and carrying Louis Vuitton luggage and shit." So I said, "You know what? I'm a huge pack rat when it comes to going on trips and stuff." So I figure, let me see if I could challenge myself and make just one bag to be able to go. So I was able to do it, but you know, it's just one of these things when you're out camping and it was really dusty and stuff, and I just got to feel comfortable. So, yes, I did do a shitload of wardrobe changes, and apparently everyone noticed.
And, no, I'm sorry, but when you have 5 belts in your bag, that's a problem.
I barely have one.
I had 8, okay?
Oh, you had 8.
Whatever, and one of them was like this white sissy shit, like a girl belt. It was a girl belt.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with white belts.
Wearing a black shirt, black pants. I think
they got on my shirt. I got shit for a couple of pieces I was wearing. That same shirt
That's because that belt should have been plus size.
Fuck it. This coming from the guy who shops in the fucking Walmart maternity section.
Whatever,
bitch.
Poor Ricky.
Whatever. I do not.
Stomach like a little baby water buffalo, and you're fucking telling me I'm fat.
So
hey, I can't help it. People are all about me. I'm a famous podcast star. Hello,
podcast star. Wow, podcast star.
Oh yeah. Do you know who you're talking to, Maynard?
Oh yeah.
You're talking to Ricky, the famous podcast star who has 100 listeners on his show. But hopefully this one will get me even more.
And one of them is your mom? No.
Oh, no, she doesn't know about it. If she knew some of the stuff that I talked about, oh, my God.
Parole officer listens.
You know what? I'd like to get my mom on the show once, you know, and let her say something raunchy or, you know, something very Filipino or I don't know.
Well, that's why you get her on the phone and don't tell her.
Yeah.
I want to get my family priest. I want to get my mom, my dad's priest and shit, and just get him on the show.
Yeah,
just ask maybe he's a top or a bottom. You know,
you're wrong. That's so wrong.
He'd answer.
We're not here to offend. We're here to tell our stories.
Okay. All right. Cool. So sawmill. Let's go back to sawmill. So how's the music? How much the music? How did you like it?
Oh, it was great. I liked it. I didn't expect it to be that great, actually. I mean, I don't know. I loved it. It was fun. There was a lot of people there. They had all different kinds of music. The performers, they all got along. They got up and sang songs together.
Did they ever play nude? They didn't, no.
No. Damn. Unfortunately not, because the only nude area at the sawmill is the pool, and you kind of don't want to even go in there.
Oh.
Because there was like a 78-year-old man, I would say at least 78, who was stuck in like maybe 1974, who felt the need to dance like a disco star naked, with a beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other.
I loved him.
In the nude.
In the nude.
Okay.
I wanted to hear that puppy's story. Let me tell you.
It was like a car crash. You couldn't help but look at him. I mean, he was like awful, but you could not help but to look at him, to see him.
Did you dance with him? Did you talk to him?
I think he talked to me.
He talked to you, okay.
Yeah, he told me I was cute, but I
Ricky, are you fucking eating? Are you eating?
No.
Yes, you are, you bullshitter. I'm looking at you right now through the video conference. You're totally eating.
I wish I could see.
Well, both of our cameras locked up, so.
Ah, okay.
He's sticking something in his mouth again.
Aw, how adorable.
So, okay, tell me about Kendall. Tell me about Kendall. What did he do?
Oh, that's your department, Ricky.
Okay.
He totally melted my heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh my god, he's so gorgeous, and his eyes are just, like, wonderful. He's a great guy, though. He, like, talked to everyone. He's the one that signed my, well, you saw it. Uh-huh. Kendall was here. He signed my butt crack.
Oh, okay. What kind of was here? He just signed it or really was there?
He signed it, but next time he said he's going to sign it with something other than a Sharpie.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, really.
He didn't even use a Sharpie that time. He just stuck a finger in a butthole. Yeah. Stuck a finger in a butthole and used the tip of his finger to write
down. Oh, shut up.
Nasty bastard.
First time I saw Kendall was about 2 years ago, I think, at TBRU. He performed there in Dallas, and it's pretty awesome. What did he sing? G.I. Barbie.
Yeah, he sang that. He sang that at Verpalooza also.
Complete with a wig and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he worked it so hard.
He worked so hard, yeah.
I mean, he really just did one hell of a show. But you know, I'm not much of a acoustic person. But when I went to the concert and heard everyone perform, and I think the one thing that I really liked the most was the fact that I had a chance to meet these guys before the show and actually get a chance to feel them out and see what they're all about. And at the end of it all, it was more like a retreat than a bear event. It was really cool.
It was fun. It was like, sorry, James, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Next time, I take the white belt out, okay?
No, I was just saying because we hung out with them on Friday night, you know, so we got to hang out with them and get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
I was really only going there to, you know, hang out with James and to see Shannon because, you know, I know him from his podcast, so I thought it would be cool. But then I met all these other great people that were just, you know, they're really nice. And one of the performers, Matthew Temple, we've actually talking to each other back and forth. He's a really cool guy. He gave me one of his CDs, and it's really good.
Oh, Matthew Temple, Tommy Johns, you know, Swinger. I mean, you just go down the list. Everyone was just so good in every single one of the performances.
Did you see any of them naked?
I did. which one?
In the bowls.
Oh, all of them.
Oh, that's right.
They went that's naked right. In the
well, I was naked in the bowl.
We're not going to name any names, though.
Oh, Ricky was a chicken shit. He didn't want to take
it's a private pool. It's a private pool.
What happens in the pool stays in the pool?
Exactly. Thank God. And apparently a lot of stuff stays in that pool.
Oh. Was it the egg drop soup? No?
Oh, was it?
Ricky got out of the pool with a crusty glaze.
Oh, shut up.
Like a donut.
I'm just as good.
Oh,
did you guys stay there for the how long? Friday until Sunday or something?
Yeah, I mean, I got there Friday, and me and Alberto headed back on Sunday afternoon because I wanted to get some rest for a while, you know, just relax. And it's not a fun drive. Driving, you know, either north or south Florida is, you know, it's very boring.
There's no try scene. El Paso to Houston. Oh, that's boring. Yeah,
well, I've never been to Texas.
I've never been. Oh, you should come over.
No.
Go to Dallas. So TBRU next
that's
year.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go over there and see what happens.
Yeah. I think it's when is it 24th? No, December 22nd, 24th. Something. Yeah, that weekend. I forget.
You're gonna be doing your podcasting over there and shit.
Yeah. A week before that, I plan to go to Utah for the Utah Bear Alliance's contest. I think they have that there. Yeah. And then the next week will be TBRU. So gosh, so many things.
Are you like a millionaire? You like keep going to all these places?
No. I save up.
Yeah, he makes a fortune on his podcasting.
No,
he probably does.
No, I don't.
I'm jealous.
I enjoy it a lot. Yeah, but I do have a raffle that I need to do. Let me see, because I got some stuff from Bear Films. Mm-hmm. And they sent me some videos, so I'll be raffling them off. So, yeah. So I better mention it in this episode. Then I don't know yet when I'm gonna raffle it. Probably in the next episode I'll announce it.
And, so are you gonna give me a free sample?
I can. Well, you have to sign up for the raffle, but
no, I mean of your video.
Oh, my video. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me send you a link. Hold on.
Okay.
No, kidding. No.
I don't know. His video is called Nardy Nardy.
Nard the Tard.
Or something.
Oh,
no.
No.
Nard on my face.
Did you say Rethorn?
Oh, well. Wait, do you guys have... James, I know you have your videos online, but how about you, Ricky? Do you have nude pictures online?
No, I don't have any nude pictures online because I'm going to be a school teacher, and I don't think that's appropriate. So,
all right.
Basically, everything that I say on my podcast isn't appropriate, but I feel that I will get in less trouble if there's no naked. You know.
See, if you were a preacher or a congressman, it would have been totally appropriate.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you belong to my life journal, so you probably see most of the pictures I've posted, and that's mostly the kind of pictures I would post. There's never
nipple
any
shots.
Full nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of,
nipple
lot
shots.
Lot of butt crack.
Butt crack, with belly.
Butt cracks,
you know,
with fungus on it. And
getting picked up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you saw that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice boy.
Say yes to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking of such, do you have that on your Bear for a Woman profile? What's your Bear for a Woman profile, Ricky?
What are you talking about? You don't remember? I was one of your Wolf What a Bear people.
Have I already?
Yeah.
When was that? Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, that's right. That's around when Roy told me about when I got started with Don and Juice stuff.
Bear 411 profile is, this is like secret. No one go there and like message me because I totally can't stand that.
Fucking do it anyway.
No, I'm just kidding. I would love every message that I could get, but it's Florida Bear Cub 77.
Florida Gear.
His bear profile is really lonely on Bear 411.
Oh, let's look. Wait. Let's read it. Hold on.
Oh, no. You cannot read that.
Florida Bear Cub 77, was it?
Yeah.
Serp sleep semen through a straw.
Wait. Florida Bear Cub 1977?
No. FLA.
Oh, FLA.
BEAR.
Hold on.
FLABEAR.
CUB 77. FLA.
Ricky Smart, he knows letters and stuff.
Okay, let's read it. I have my own podcast.
No, I don't need the
I'm telling you, I have to like camp it out. I'm trying to get more than 100 listeners, okay?
If you want to take a listen, hit me up with a message and I will give you the link to it, or you can listen to it on iTunes. Update website. I have updated my website with more pictures. Ooh.
Who's shameless that? Fucking promotion.
All right. We pimped you out. How about you, James?
Mine's pretty straight fucking forward. It's like, I've never really done any shameless promotion on there, but it's American Bad Bear.
American Bad Bear.
I can tell you what his says.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name's James, and I like to go to the gay campground and change belts all day long. And I think it's really hot. Like Paris and junk.
I came out of the closet because I ran out of room.
because I had too many belts.
Oh my god. Wow, this is a very interesting episode, huh? Well, I want to get this episode out before the week ends, but I got a little distracted because I bought the Superman Returns DVD. I wanted to watch it a bit. I'll finish it later after I finish this show. Okay, so what's going on in the world? December 1st is World AIDS Day. As you may all know, AIDS does not only affect gay people, it affects everyone. Gay or straight, male or female, and even children. One website wherein you can help out children with AIDS is worldvision.org. I'll put the link on the website. Okay, some events. How about in Minnesota? Shannon Grady from B-Talk and Sam Bass will be performing at the Fusion Music Lounge in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's going to be on November 28th and December 12th. So check his website at zin13.com for more details. Okay, here's a voicemail from Excalibur. He's really been down lately.
Hey, everybody. This is Excalibur. I just wanted to quickly chime in here to let you all know that I'm going to be taking a brief sabbatical from podcasting. For those of you who do not know, I'm having a bit of a family crisis going on right now. This past Thanksgiving...
Yeah, if you guys have LiveJournal and you visit us... His LiveJournal account. It's Excalibur. LiveJournal.com. Yeah, you'll find some details about his family crisis. Yeah, so I'd rather you guys read that there than not to hear it in the podcast.
I will return. Don't worry. I haven't decided exactly when I'm returning to the podcasting world. I'm not only taking a brief hiatus from this show, but I'm taking a brief hiatus from the Fur Factor as well. And as soon as my mind state is a little bit better, I shall return. So, everybody take it easy back there, and I'll be back soon.
Yeah, Roy, I hope everything will be fine with you and your family soon. Yeah. All right. How about some greeting? I'd like to... greet Greg from Atlanta. You've been away for some time, Greg. I haven't heard from you for a while. How are you doing? Yeah, okay. And another shout-out, Steve, who just recently posted on the Bear Podcast website. Okay, Steve, you're way back, episode 81, and I guess you're still catching up. And thank you for posting. All right, now back to Ricky and James. Anyway, okay. Let's change topic, okay? I have something in mind. Thanksgiving. All right. Here's something different. Okay, Thanksgiving. What did you guys do last weekend?
You first, Ricky.
I'm fat, so I ate.
Oh.
My I'm originally from Virginia, so all of my family lives in Virginia. So I just hung out with friends and ate and slept and ate some more and then slept and took a shower and
Thank God.
That's about it. That's my exciting life.
Wow.
Nathan is so fucking happening right now.
Yeah, he's like, I'm cutting this shit out.
How about you, James? What did you do last week?
You know what? I just... I'm not into like these big dinner things, and I just, you know, because I'm Latino, of course, I love eating like tons of honey baked hams and not really do the turkey shit. So, you know, we just did a typical Cuban meal for Thanksgiving and stuff. Did it with our friends. Then went out drinking, tried to stay awake, and did a little more drinking and called Ricky up and woke his ass up to make sure that, you know, he's got his shit together and stuff. That's pretty much it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not into like, these big, elaborate fucking dinners with candle operas and candle all that operas. Shit. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God, James, you totally forgot that part where you went to Kmart and tried on belts.
I don't shop at Kmart, dude. No. The Target, shit like that. All right, I can deal with that.
You know, Big Lots, mm-hmm. Big Lots, Dollar General.
No, I don't go to
Big Family Lots. Dollar General.
I know someone who's getting married and they're registered there. Family Dollar.
What?
Are you for real? No.
I was going to say, I know they're not gay.
Name is B from Lakeland.
Yeah. Well, Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. That's fucking off the hook.
What did you do? In
a dollar store. Just,
what do you call this? We went to two parties Thursday. And one at 1 o'clock and one in the evening. Played and gambled at night. Played the LCR.
Gamble, huh?
Yeah. Well, a little, you know, $3 to get in and just to play, and then I lost $6. And that's just it. You know, it's just a short night.
You can gamble in Texas?
Well, not really. Just among us, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just among
you
us.
You gamble in the bathhouses.
We can do that. No, I don't think so, no.
I hope I don't get the one with scabies. I've never been in a bathhouse either, so...
Okay, you're lying already.
No, I am serious.
No, it's true. Ricky has never been in a fucking bathhouse. I want to get him in a bathhouse.
Not a bookstore, not a bathhouse, okay?
No,
have you been to a gay bar?
I have been to a gay bar, but I am a southern, pure, white boy waiting for the right one.
Okay. The right one in the gay bar, okay.
You are so full of shit. It's unbelievable.
God.
I don't know. I don't find myself going to those kind of places. I don't, like, knock other people for doing it. I just, that's not my kind of thing, you know.
What if it's a social, like, let's say a bear group goes there, or, let's say, okay.
I know what bear socials are.
Okay, what happens? Tell me exactly what happens to bear social.
Welcome to the Lakeland Bear Club.
You would have to watch James's videos for that.
Oh, that kind of...
No, well, I've only been to like a couple bear events, and I don't partake in the extracurricular activities that go on. Mm-hmm. Like at the sawmill, there's all kinds of trails in the back that people can go down. There's like the fisting trail and the blowjob trail and the piss on me that. And the piss and shit on me trail and all that shit.
Which trail were you on?
The Virgin Trail.
The Virgin
Trail. Which led right to Ricky's anus.
The trail less traveled.
Exactly.
I think he still has an acorn in him.
Oh, God.
In an ice age kind of way. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Little squirrels are still, we're trying to dig it out of his ass in the tent. Mm-hmm. Nasty bitch.
Yeah.
Whatever, you were the one belly diving under the water.
It's a hobby.
Hello.
Oh, belly diving. You like belly.
Yeah, he was, well, he said he was diving for the belly, but to me, it looked a little bit lower than
than the belly. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what was it that Jason from Vitar calls it? He calls it the fupa.
Yeah. Oh, the fupa.
And some of them, he had to actually pick the belly up to go to the spot where he needed to be.
Oh, wow.
It's like cave diving. It's awesome.
Cave diving?
I didn't even need a
pearl
snorkel.
Pearl diving? No, it's not pearl. No, not pearl diving. No.
Pearl juice diving.
That's so gross.
My eyes were sticking shut.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm telling you, like, the reflection that you saw in the water wasn't actually in the water. It was on the layer above the water.
Okay.
When you were looking at yourself, it was like weird. It was just... Mm.
In the morning, was there a lot of cock rings on the floor? No?
This is what we heard at 7:45 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow mama. Oh, Ricky.
All right, let's talk about this.
At the top of, like, the hugest speakers ever that sounded like shit. And at 7:45 in the morning, that's what they were playing.
Every morning, I don't know if they had this shit on their iPod and it was not on shuffle or something, but every freaking morning, that was one of the things we woke up to was Mickey. Every morning. That shit annoyed me so bad.
I thought it was Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Except for I'm a famous podcast star, and I totally thought it was seeing Ricky instead of everyone else.
Okay.
Ask Shannon, because apparently I'm in his shadow.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that shadow thing.
We are so on the Z list, it's not even funny.
The only thing that made Sawmill look cute is me.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. We had a lot of fun. Just the last two events that we went to were Bear Bust and Bearpalooza, and you know, neither one of us went over there with the sole intention to have sex or anything like that. We just wanted to get some fun footage and just, you know, get guys on video and just have a great fucking time and just get our friends drunk and videotape them. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, just get all this footage out there and see what happens. And let me tell you, I've been getting so many good responses from some of the footage. Even Ricky hasn't seen some of the footage that I've acquired, even of him.
Oh, really?
I
want to see that.
Oh,
wait a second.
No footage of me. There is no footage of me, I can tell you that now.
Yeah.
Maybe of me being clothed and drunk, but there is no footage of me naked or anything like that.
I see.
I'm a good boy when I go to those places.
What is it that you like? I mean, what's your type, Ricky?
You know, I really don't have a type. I've never really had a type. You know, I don't know. I just...
Are you bisexual?
You mean like body size or what do you mean? Like,
yeah, are you bisexual? You know, small or big or...
He's bipolar.
Yeah, I don't care what size, really. Just as long as they're a good person, that's all that I really look for. Oh. And I know that's exactly what all your listeners want to hear. But
oh, okay.
You know, I'm actually talking and going to go see one of my listeners from my show, actually. So he's already visited me once, and I'm going to go see him. So
ooh. His one listener, which counts for 30% of his.
No,
I really shouldn't talk because I'm in that fucking podcast too. So,
I have 100 listeners, so you know. But okay, I totally want to pimp out my podcast real quick. Please go listen. That's all I want.
Okay, give the links. Give the links.
Go to www.foulmonkeys.com. You can also look for us, or for me, because I'm a famous podcast star. No, I'm just kidding. You can also go to iTunes, search for Foul Monkeys, subscribe for free, everything's free, and just
like
go and do it. I want to be on the What's Hot list on iTunes.
Okay.
But I don't want to be on the What's Hot list. It's a show about nothing at all.
Then he scraped the bottom of the fucking podcast barrel and found my dumbass.
Are you? Yeah, you have different co-hosts lately, right? Or you have James there, you have Samantha? Was it Samantha?
Yeah, my friend Samantha, who has to be on the down low because her boyfriend gets all pissed off because she talks about her past sexual history, which I think she's funny, and everyone else, most of my listeners think
you
she's
think
funny.
You think her sex life is funny?
No, well,
I know,
it's just...
I think Ricky's is funny.
No. What are you talking about? I don't have one.
That's the funny part.
No, like, just the things that we talk about, he doesn't care for, so he gets all pissed off about it. So she's on the down low.
I see.
She's on the DL when it comes to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I have my friend Ryan, who's a straight guy. He's really funny. So mm-hmm. I'm having different people right now until I can find a permanent person.
Your friend Ryan looks so much like Ryan Dunn, it's not even funny, man. Even people have commented on your live journal how much he looks like Ryan Dunn.
I know, right?
It's scary. And his name is fucking Ryan, which makes it even more interesting. I'm here looking through to see what he's going to be doing, and all of a sudden I see this picture, and he says, oh, Ryan is going to be on my next podcast. And I saw the picture, I'm like, holy shit, he's got Ryan Dunn on his show from Jackass? So I'm here, like, ready to listen, And it turns out it wasn't him, and I was like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, we'll see if James was actually one of the 100 listeners that listened to my podcast. He would know that Ryan has been on a couple of my episodes already. But he doesn't.
Yeah, but the first but the first time, yes, I do, bitch. You need some porn, homie.
Don't make me come to Fort Lauderdale.
Why don't you put some videos on your feed, too?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's another thing that requires, like, technical stuff, and I don't know how to do that.
So. James is there. You can.
Yeah, I mean, I've got tons of footage that we wanted to post on, you know, to do video podcasts and stuff like that. But the thing is, you know, a lot of people do not understand, you know, how difficult when you're working on so many different projects. When you're working on porn. When you're working on the video footage from Bear Zero.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Working in
on
a bit.
Now and all that shit. Yeah, it's when you're working on all this stuff, it's hard to find the time to be able to, you know, work on some of the smaller projects. And, you know, I wish Ricky had, like, a lot more knowledge when it came to video production, because he'd totally be helping me out with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's very focused on the audio aspect of the podcasting. So,
yeah.
You know,
I'm not a camera person, as in, like, moving cameras. I'm, like, or movie cameras. I'm more of the photo camera person. So I don't know. And I don't know the technical stuff of how to add things to my website other than the audio. Mm-hmm. We did a video podcast, but it was for some of the listeners that had entered in a contest, mm-hmm. and we just sent it to them as a file. So we never posted it. And I can't post it now because my old co-host is in that video. So.
Oh.
I'm a YouTube whore, so for me, it's...
I should be posting some way the videos that I take. Me, I just whip out a camera. You know, it's just like blogging anyway, so just... People out of my camera, just take videos, do whatever.
And when you say camera, you mean your cock?
Well, my camera, really. Yeah.
You're laughing.
Does your lens have the top on or off it?
It's off. It's off.
Oh. Is it a telescoper?
It's party size.
It's oh
party size?
Yeah.
That means multiple users at one time. Dirty boy. Oh.
I've got a cranky penis. My penis is cranky. It comes up when it wants to.
Oh, okay.
Your penis looks like Gonzo's nose. Shut up.
Oh, yeah? Well, your penis looks like Michael Jackson's nose, so how about that?
That's
anytime now it would fall off.
I can take it off and add another one. It's okay.
It's white, it's small, and it's always bandaged.
The South Park episode. This could
That's
fall
so off. Rude. Yeah.
Anyway, hey. Okay, now to James. James, okay, let's talk about your projects.
Yeah, fuck this bitch over here. Let's talk about me now.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you belt whore.
Okay.
Don't get me started, because this podcast will be 5 hours long.
I'm a fucking anarchist. I want this shit on. Come on, bring it on.
Whatever.
All right, tell the audience about American Bad Bears production.
Yes. Well, we're basically, you know, we produce porn, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we're starting right now to get the ball rolling. We're going to have Naked Sword start putting our stuff out there. And, you know, we're basically East Coast based, and we have our stuff available through the East Coast. And, you know, we try to do our films a little bit different than the stuff that's out there right now. You know, we try to bring a lot of, you know, these models' personalities, because the majority of these models that I work with, you know, are people that I've known for a long time, and they're friends of mine, and we go, you know, hit the bars, and, you know, we go drinking, and, you know, so we try to get that kind of atmosphere together when we're filming, and then we just put it on our videos, and then, you know, we have that project, and then we also have other projects, you know, like little snippets and samples of stuff that I'm going to put on YouTube, and, you know, a lot of the event footage that I've acquired from all the events that I've gone to. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing it, but we also are trying to make it available to just about anyone, because, you know, let's face it, you go out there and you buy a bear film or whatever, and you spend $60 on a bear film, and about a good, from the input that I've gotten from people, is that out of the, say, 2+ hours that you're watching the footage, about 15 minutes of, it, of the footage you go back to get your rocks off. You know, you don't need to see an hour and a half of oral scenes or kissing scenes and shit like that.
You go directly to the cum shot.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm all about the hugs and kisses.
Oh, okay.
Around his testicles. Which, by the way, are just as voluptuous as his man boobies. And they hang just as low, too.
Shut up.
So, you know, we're trying to, we, you know, we have a lot of things going on. And, you know, every bear event that I go to, I get a chance to socialize and meet with a lot of, you know, new people. And, you know, get a feel for them to see how their personalities are. Because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to record some stiff, you know, well, pardon the pun. But I don't want to record some stiff behind the camera. You know, I try to go, I like to work with couples mostly. Couples that have been together for a while, because, you know, they have that you know, when they get behind the camera, I mean,
boring
the camera,
sex.
Should say. No, it's not really boring. It's just that, you know,
that's
they have
when
a better
you
chemistry.
See hugs and kisses.
You know, I have no problems with hugs and kisses, but, you know, but I don't want to see an hour of it. You know?
Okay.
Hugs and kisses and junk.
And baby talk.
Oh, that's what you should do. You should totally have a porn of just, like, big baby bears. Just, like, with these big humongous diapers on, with these big pacifiers shaped like a penis. Going, cuckoo.
I want to make a 4-hour long video of Ricky just looking at himself in the mirror.
With a hat. With a hat.
Yeah, my hat. Hey, let me tell you, my hat is so famous. I can go out to a bar, like a bear bar, anywhere probably. I would say at least Florida. And someone will notice me for my hat.
Because they've seen it in a bathhouse or in a bookstore.
No.
I know that
no,
hat.
Sir.
It's online. You.
Except for that one guy that said he remembers it being on his bedroom floor, but I totally don't remember that, so I'm just not going to talk about
so
it.
So you did
that hat. That hat's got more DNA than the nastiest glory hole in Florida.
Jealous and what?
It's so CSI. So much evidence there.
Oh, you need CSI just to do the laundry.
There's not enough evidence on that hat, believe me.
Oh gosh.
It could use more.
Ricky sits back and jacks off while he sniffs his boxers.
I don't wear underwear. What are you talking about?
Nar, do you sniff your boxers?
Not
you
too
sniff
much.
Them? Come on.
Maybe Mike. Only my partners, yeah.
Does your partner sniff your boxers?
No, he doesn't.
How about when you're still wearing them?
He makes me wear them sometimes. On my head, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Which head?
Speaking of such, just yesterday before he left, that's what I remember now. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh. Do tell.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on his way out because, you know, he lives in New Orleans, so. Okay, I'm on my way out, and I'm going to take a shower. And then I was in bed, and the next thing I knew, the
his your legs were above your head, and you were totally getting pounded.
No, just the boxer shorts in my head. Waking up to it, and what's that? Oh my god, Mike!
You know what we should do? You know what we should do? We should turn the fucking tables and just interview Nard.
Interview you.
Oh
let's
my god!
Let's interview him. Let's do a Foul Monkeys interview on the Nard. our style of fucking interviewing.
No, we can't do it on here. We have to do it on my website so people will come to it.
Oh. Fine, fuck you up. Fuck you, I'll do it then.
You can do the voice. I like the voice.
Both of you can do the voice.
Yeah.
Actually, what we'll do is I'll ask the questions and James will pretend to be you. And then he can answer them for you. What is your favorite position?
I like to lay on top of the table and take it up the ass like a little bitch. I like to use chunky peanut butter for lube.
Oh, God.
And I want the neighbor's dog to watch. While I record Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bear and Cubs.
I love it.
Oh my god.
I love it when men pee on my butthole. Have you ever been fucked with a spicy chicken wing? It feels crazy.
Oh, God, that hurt.
And you I know it hurts. It hurts good. It hurts good.
You cannot cut that out. I mean it, too.
Okay, I won't cut it out. Oh, God. But anyway, I think we very soon... Oh, it's almost... We've been here 15 minutes. Wow.
It's only been 15 minutes? Oh, you're gonna hurt.
No, 5-0.
That's what he said.
Actually, there's more before that and stuff. So,
all right. So I'm gonna fucking interview Nard. Fuck this shit.
All right. Nard. Okay. Go.
You take it up the ass.
Yes.
You take it up.
Penises. Okay. Penises or what? Gerbils. What? So you're no saying gerbils. You can put a rubber tire up your ass.
Yes, I can.
That's hard.
Have you ever seen a 3-inch clit?
Yes. Oh God. But
was
I've
it Ricky's?
I've seen it in the... I'm sorry, say again.
Was it Ricky's?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking China's, but yeah, Ricky's. I think it's comparable, yeah.
You know what?
Have you ever... No, shut up. I'm doing this.
It turns around all of a sudden.
All right.
Why is everybody picking on me?
Have you ever fantasized about having sex with an animal?
No.
Oh.
No. No, I'm not into bestiality.
If you could, what kind of animal would it be?
If I could, even though I won't really, I don't know.
Say you're a sick bastard, like Ricky, and you had this one moment to have sex with an animal, and you had no choice because your life depended on it. What animal would you choose?
Oh God.
A sperm whale.
A monkey? A monkey.
You're gonna waste that one opportunity on a fucking monkey? Oh, well, when you say monkey, do you mean foul monkey as in me?
Could be, yeah.
Oh,
that's a loophole right there. That's a loophole right there. That's a foul monkey.
Well, it wouldn't make sense because God knows we had to bathe you with a fucking hose in the backyard.
Shut up.
Right under the boobies, yeah.
Do you like man
hell? This is not about me. Shit.
Okay, go ahead, James.
All right, do you like man smells in the booty area?
Oh.
Armpit area. Not in the booty area.
Not even a little?
Ew.
Just a little, I guess.
Ew.
A little feeling like the guy had a little bit of brown gravy splats before.
Oh, okay, no. Okay, I draw the line right there. I draw the brown streak right there.
Ricky loves the line.
Oh, really?
You never see my brown streak because I don't wear underwear.
Oh, really?
It's on my pants. You'll never see it.
Or on someone's forehead.
Oh, really?
James's forehead.
Oh, God.
His nose.
I was wondering why I snore at night.
God, this is becoming a... it's almost like distorted view now.
I know, right?
It's becoming very raunchy now. All of a sudden, I knew something like this is going to happen to the show.
Well, you should have. I mean, hello.
No, I expected it already.
Yeah, he expected us to talk about, like, a Disney movie or something. Or Ice Age or...
I want to talk
about this. They have a...
Check this out. I think Nard's lost his chances to go on Sirius at this point. Smart career move by having us on here.
Well, I can always edit it out.
Oh, dirty bitch.
I could beep, beep. I want to do beep and then do...
Oh.
You don't curse on your web. You don't curse on your podcast?
Fuck no.
I don't believe in that goddamn shit. We don't curse on foul monkeys either.
Not too much.
No,
not even. So there's a lot of beeps in it, huh? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of beeps.
Especially when Ricky's backing up.
Beep, 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 beep. God. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, God. Ricky just hit his retard moment.
Oh.
No, wait. There's a guy that was at Sawmill. Excuse me, I belched. At Bear Palooza, and he totally got hard of me talking like I had Down syndrome. So it's like, hey, how are you? I'm fine. Yeah, thank you. He was like, oh my god, that is so hot. I'm like, thank you, I know.
Nard, do you get turned on by guys with Down syndrome?
No. 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 I don't.
Oh, that's a shame. You should totally see what we can do with our ears.
Hey, no, say what you will, but some of them, I guess, you know, they're kind of on the chubby side, you know, and if you just get past that.
Oh, what? You are so gross.
What?
That is so wrong.
Their foreheads aren't the only thing that's wrong. Okay. I'm telling you, bro.
Nard, we're talking about a person that wants to fuck a midget.
Oh, totally.
That is his all-time fantasy, is to fuck a midget.
Really?
In drag.
In drag.
Yeah.
Okay. Like chicks with like dick, but chicks with dicks.
Yeah, I want to have like sex with like a midget in drag, so it'd be like in a Raggedy Ann outfit.
Oh my god.
So it's just like, you know, fucking a doll, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were watching a midget show where all these midgets, I guess little persons, I don't know how what to say because I kind of want to be PC, but I kind of don't. Because I kind of don't care, really. But anyway, they were watching a basketball game of all midgets playing basketball. And then James is like, oh, I got to go, Ricky. Albert's getting off on us.
Well, you know who was on it? Nard, you know who was on it? You know, if you watched Pirates of the Caribbean, do you remember that little midget pirate?
I think so, yes. One of the characters.
Okay. Are? Yeah, so he was on what was it? Little People's Big World or something like that. I think it was on TLC or something, and they had a basketball game with little people, which to me is hysterical on itself. But they showed him not in that pirate costume and stuff, and he's like a hot little, bastard. He's there with the tattoos on his arms, he's all buff and everything, shaved head, kind of skinhead looking.
I didn't know that's your type.
No, it's not my type, but it's odd. It's bizarre. No, it's like,
this completes the podcast. Thank you.
Say what you will, but everyone at one point in time has fantasized about having sex with a midget. I don't care what you say.
Not me. I'm sorry.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
I'll take the fifth.
Oh! No, you're a dirty bastard.
Sometimes. Anyway, hey, guys. We're going to pass an hour now. Let me see. It's about 57 minutes.
Did you forget that this is our podcast? We will tell you when to quit, bitch.
It's Rick James. Ricky and James.
Oh, that's good. We can call each other Rick James. That's awesome.
Let's not.
James, you're just totally jealous because my name comes first, bitch.
Whatever. Nard's dick is bigger, so I'm going to meet him first.
He who controls the recorder.
Oh, yeah. You probably already stopped it.
No, I haven't.
40 minutes ago. No. You're like, this shit is trash.
No. I think everything's going in, I think.
Oh, yeah. What he said.
Yeah.
I heard Nard's got a baby arm in his pants.
Oh, my God.
Baby arm.
Where are you from, Nard? Where are you from?
From Manila, Philippines.
Mm-hmm. From the Philippines?
Yep.
There you go. See, Ricky gets turned on by shit like that.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Okay.
I am an international... I don't know. I like anyone other than a white southern man, probably. You know, so... Because I live in the South. Like, when I moved to Florida and I found out that Florida is, like, full of every kind of Latino man you could ever have, I thought I had died and gone to real heaven.
But where did you move to?
Lakeland.
Lakeland.
Yes.
Hey, it's 40 minutes from Orlando, 30 minutes from Tampa. I live in the meth capital of the world, of the United States. So what? People blow up their trailers all the time. There's still hot men here. I mean, I can slip. One slips through the crack every now and then.
Oh, okay.
And when I mean
crack,
he
slips to the crack.
Yeah. So anyway,
there's cars that slip through that crack without getting a scratch on it. So we
licks to the crack. A few licks to the crack.
So when we meet, are you going to sign my butt crack, Nord?
Probably I will. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to take. So, you're going to have to take that up.
I have to work it.
You're going to have to take that up with Kendall. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's his spot.
Kendall, I need your permission.
Nard, would you do Ricky?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
How would you do? How would you do him?
Stop it!
First of all,
shut up, Ricky. We're talking about you. Don't interfere. Go ahead.
Fine.
First of all, I will. Yeah, and that's how I'm gonna do it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I'm excited. I can't wait. Oh my god, okay. I'm holding up a sign waiting for Nard.
Anyway, oh god, okay, I have to watch Heroes, okay? You
guys. All right.
All right. Hey, wait a second. Any people you want to say hi to or any
I have people I want to say hi to.
Okay.
My first shout out I want to give to one of my listeners named Gaze OK. Mike.
Oh, Gaze OK. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the best. He's like keeping up with my MySpace page. He's doing all this extra work for me that, you know, a lot of listeners aren't doing because they don't care and there's only 100 of them. But anyway,
I don't.
I'm bitter. Anyway, he's great. I love him. He's from Virginia. He lives in the same area of Virginia that I lived in when I was a kid. So he's the bomb. I want to say a shout-out to all the listeners that listen to your show, that listen to my show. Thank you. I want to say hello to Shannon and Jason from B-Talk because you guys are awesome. And I still can't seem to get out of your shadow.
Did you see them naked, though?
I plead the fifth on that. No, I didn't see them naked.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. I may have been a little bit too drunk.
I'm pleading but shit. I saw Shannon with his shirt off, which was hot.
Mm-hmm. I also want to say hello to Rui Cub. I haven't talked to him in a while, and I hope he's doing well. And also, when I have one more. I want to give a shout out to Matthew Temple. You're great. I love your CD. You're the bomb. I love you. You're great. Oh, and you can go to my Flickr account, foul_monkeys. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Okay, James, how about you?
Well, I want to give a shout out, obviously, to my hubby. Who's Albert, who's been incredibly supportive through all these ventures that are going through, and he's really
Ricky, gosh.
Sorry. Go ahead, James.
It's okay. He's trying to get some of the sperm out of his throat. Anyway, other shout outs. I want to give the shout out to, I have to say it, to these guys at B-Talk. You know, they're doing such a great job with that podcast and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to the Foul Monkeys listeners, to your listeners, and basically all my friends here in Fort Lauderdale who have been incredibly supportive. And, you know, just there's too many to name, so I just want to give them all a shout out and say thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, tell Albert that I love his dance. Okay. Does he know
that
you posted that
great
it?
Or what?
What was that?
Does he know that you posted that video of him?
He thinks it's on private right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I have something on you, bitch. I'm telling him.
Okay.
And I've got shit on you, so don't even go there.
Oh, what?
Honey, I've said it before, and I say it again. You never sleep when I'm around with a camera.
Oh. Shut up. Anyway,
okay,
that's the end. Bye.
Okay, wait. I have a shout-out. Yeah.
Okay.
Happy birthday to DJ David J of the Gay Truckers. His birthday is on December 1st.
Oh,
so.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, David. Yeah, he was in the show in last episode, so.
I hope you blow more than a candle.
I have to admit that I haven't heard that show, mm-hmm. but I will listen to it, though.
That's pretty interesting.
Just to hear him, because I hear him on another podcast I listen to, the Little Fatty Cast,
uh-huh.
and he calls into them all the time, but they kind of complain because he's long-winded. So
he's awesome. He's a nice guy.
He seems nice.
He said he was a trucker?
Yeah, the gay trucker.
Yeah.
All right. Now, episode 3. Now, this guy's a real trucker, right? He ain't driving like a Ford fucking Ranger or something.
He actually podcasts on the road on his truck and then goes to a truck stop.
Oh, that's safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? What's wrong with flying J's?
It's okay. It's okay. He's Canadian. We can excuse it.
Drive a beer truck, eh?
I might be listening to this. Might...
yeah. If you're listening, DJ, come on. Okay. Show me some love on my podcast.
Yeah, happy birthday, David, okay?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and of course, my... my co-host Roy, he's down right now, so yeah, I'll play his audio in the end, and hope you're doing well, Roy, and Chris too. Okay, so that's it. How do people contact you guys? Yeah, you said your podcast, Ricky, and how about you, James, in the email?
Well, you could contact me obviously through Bear 411 under American Bad Bear. You could always get a hold of me through the basically the one email box that I'm always checking, which is AmericanBadBearStudios@gmail.com. Or you could just, you know, write to me. I'm on LiveJournal as well under American Bad Bear. I have a MySpace account, but I never fucking use it because it's too complicated, and I get over that crazy shit of putting music and backgrounds and... No, I'm sorry. That's just too much.
Or you can check all your local bathroom stalls at your bookstore.
Yep, check out his phone number. Yeah.
Yeah, look for the one that, just look around and I'm sure you'll find it. My number will be written underneath the toilet lid.
Ew.
Oh, toilet lid. Written in feces or what?
Crabs.
That's hot.
That's so
hot.
I train the crabs to just write out their name like they're in a fucking marching band or something.
He's so infested, he has to wash his boxers in salt water to keep the crabs alive.
Anyway, okay. I better wrap this up. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening. And you can send your comments at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com and visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. Leave your voice messages, your comments.
What? 206... Send pictures of your naked grandmother.
Oh, God, no. 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Okay, so leave your voice messages and play it in the show. And what else? That's it. Visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And the Frapper page, frapper.com/bearpodcast. All right, thank you everyone for listening. Many wolves and many
later.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Wolf Water Bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf Water Bear.
What are they going to do?
he's wearing his hat, so your listeners will hear him wearing his fucking hat.
Ah, hear him. Yeah, the hat. I always see that.
It brings me into the spirit.
Oh, okay.
Of podcasting.
When you podcast,
can your listeners hear me right now? I'm dipping my balls in grape soda right now.
Oh, okay.